This is a short piece, but my experiences in visiting Calcutta, India. I call it limited electricity, sidewalks as no place like home, and meeting with anarchists, April 1973. Our visit to Calcutta provided us with a memory of tens of thousands of its residents accommodated on a slab of concrete square on the city sidewalks. How big the square apparently depended on the family size and their possessions, which in all cases were meager. It seemed that the sidewalks had not really been created as walkways to begin with. The people walking went around them, both sides. And they gave the impression that the sidewalk masses were just a blur, like running creeks or rivers. Perhaps it was a way of guarding family privacy, staring at the street people. Or perhaps they didn't want to acknowledge them, as it often happens in large U.S. cities, Los Angeles and New York, leading the way. On the other hand, it was probably just the way I feel about it after 34 years later. One of the explanations of how Hindus are able to experience privacy is that many are able to practice yoga, in which they can reach into themselves and into something beyond. The Calcutta street people have a constant source of water from pumps, and about one for every half block. They also have public toilets and baths. One, of course, is not expected to stare as they're trying to dress without showing their flesh. Though, if they do, they would realize that people use the water pumps also to douche. On the streets, there was always a constant flow of taxes of various sorts. Some were limousine, Mercedes. Others were just motorized scooters, a whole variety of them. Some of the scooters, you could see a couple with young children all at once, maybe four or five people. So many of the rickshaws, though, were bikes, about half of them propelled by men who appeared as if they were made of wire and steel. There are also wagons pulled by horses or people to transport goods along the number of motor vehicles with drivers who had to have impeccable driving skills, because if a car made a mistake and injured a pedestrian, it was known that crowds would surround the car and turn it over and burn it. All the drivers of motor vehicles have to exercise such extreme care. But because their gods may forgive them, however, when it does happen, it's not unusual for the crowds to erupt and then someone gets killed. Towards the end of our stay in Calcutta, we had an evening meeting with four men who were very unusual, a very tiny little minority called Laxalite Party of India's Parliament that puzzled us, puzzled me, because they were known as anarchists. But there was no way that I could understand how they could be anarchists, officially elected members of a democracy, in which case they had been neutralized. But I just didn't know much about it, probably still don't. How or why they decided to meet with us at the American Embassy is still beyond me. Perhaps I simply missed it during the time that I had gotten very sick and what I call a near-death experience from having the Calcutta crud. The meeting was late in the evening, and of course the lights were on. However, they went out shortly after we had been introduced to each other. It was a shortage of power. And since the Lux lights were all smiles, we were bound to wonder if the anarchists, by any chance, had been responsible for this electrical shortage. But actually, they were very meek, and they spoke very little and continued to smile a lot, as meeting us was a great joke. First, because neither Mike, Bessie, or myself could think of anything to ask them, and then because of the power outages. First, we had to wait in total darkness, kind of joking around on a kind of nervousness. On the other hand, we began to have solemn feelings after the candles were lit, and it was as if we instantly returned to the ancient past of India, in which we all felt comfortable. The next day, I decided to go to a movie. I had missed, incidentally, I reported somewhere else, a trip to go see Mother Teresa in the where she was working with the dying, in the black hole, they call it. And I had a day off, so I decided that I was going to go see this movie called The Voyeur with Marcello Mastroianni, which I regard one of the greatest actors of our time. As I approached the theater, I saw one of the Lexolite members in front. And yes, he had a big smile on his face. When I walked up to him, acknowledged him, and he kind of took me aside as if he was going to tell me a big secret. But he just had a question that he wanted to ask me, which was if I could provide him with any information about the phenomena that at the time was called the American Streakers, those who take off all their clothes and run in front of a crowd. I can only say that for some unknown reason, they just get a thrill out of it, that it's the only way they know how to prove they are brave or stupid or I guess they don't care what they do or something else that misses me. Anyway, he looked at me as if I hadn't revealed any insight at all, which was the truth. But the only thing I remember about the stay at the American Embassy was a long conversation with a top member of his staff who was a Bengali, and he was a Muslim. We discussed the poverty in India, and he was of the opinion that it's absurd to think of anything could be done about it. In other words, that it was ridiculous of me to believe that I could do anything about it or that it could be done. And that therefore I was being very, very presumptuous. Let's see, do I have another picture? No. That's about it. I'll write more. I'm going to start from the beginning about my Indian trip.